Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Let's go. Let's prove it.
Sam! I thought they were anxious. And when you're anxious, you get really tired really fast. So we had a couple guys that started the game and were exhausted within a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So I think they were a little anxious. But I'll tell you, at halftime, you know, we're down a bucket and these guys are in there and they're, you know, we make our run, you think, okay, we got this. And, you know, there were three. We miss a dunk, we miss a layup, we miss another play, and all of a sudden it becomes anybody's ball game. And they were playing with house money, and they made shots, and we didn't.
And now I'm sitting here with my wife, Svetlana, and we're watching this go on, and all I can think is we are stuck.
You know, Calipari always says, "Don't blame the players." We haven't blamed the players, punk.
Nope.
It's not. It wasn't Devin Booker's fault. He was down there eating popcorn while the game was going on. The best shooter, one of the best shooters in the NBA. This guy, first thing I don't like him, he's a Democrat. He's a liberal punk.
Like, we're this done. He's like, can't wait to see the swaggy Cal again in my on my timeline 10 months. No, that's done. Like, fans are done. That was the breaking point. That is it. Just because of the way you guys highlighted it. It was the season. You had Aaron Bradshaw. You had DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards, Rob Dillingham, and every single player he wanted.
The stale start to each half is so stupid, too. I mean, it's just like, why? I mean, does anybody think we can win another title with Cal? I have not for two or three years.
It's bad. Well, this, it's embarrassment.
Happy KCD Day.
Indeed.
CD and God. They're not always there when you want them, but they're always there on time.
Good morning, Nikki.
They never miss.
Preach, Brother Steve.
Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, guys.
Chase is here with us. Nick's here with us. It's a we've got cocktails about to start flowing. Listen, this is a day of celebration. It is a day where the piss of the University of Kentucky runs down the leg.
Collectively.
And just splatters all over the city of Lexington. Yeah. You're driving today and you're like, what's that smell? That's piss, honey. We're driving through piss.
Did you notice how empty the traffic was this morning?
Oh my gosh. What is this?
Traffic was 97 point. I actually took a survey, and a scientific survey says traffic was 98.6% Louisville fans.
Oh man, just driving. Just like, you know, let me get out this morning. Let me get out.
Did a Kentucky fan leave his home today?
I'm gonna say no.
They're just like, I'm not dealing with life today.
No, listen, they were ready. Everybody was excited. They got an easy draw. Look, life is
easy.
Perfect.
They got a perfect draw, Steve.
It's perfect.
Chase.
What's up?
Welcome.
I'm happy to be here.
You have to explain to people that you forced your way into here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the one day where I'll request, like, I got to be every year. Every year this happens, I'll be.
Chase was just like, please.
Anytime you're stewing on something, you are more than welcome to join
us. This is the best.
He was like, please, can I please come in? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Chase, you watched the game live?
I know. I totally lied to you.
Oh, dude.
You watched the game live. You told us.
I know.
At Derby City, by the way, shout out to Derby City.
Oh, what a great day. Was yesterday not just one of the best days ever?
I'm having a 48 hours.
Oh my gosh, dude. We was at Derby City Gaming all day yesterday. Then we go home. I got to watch some ball. Listen, the wife was off last night. Everything was fun. Elijah came over. It was the perfect day.
Perfect.
It's the perfect day.
It's been perfect.
And then what do you get, man? Sometimes God's like, that's not enough. You know what?
Let me rain my abundance upon
blessings
you.
Blessings will overflow you. Listen, they're going to, and then you just get a perfect, and here's the beauty about KCD. You're so surprised at how not surprised you are. I said it at the end of the show yesterday. Marcus said it all week last week. We said, listen, sure. Do they have the best three-point shooter in the tournament? Yeah. I mean, listen, do they have a coach that's been there for 40 years and coaches a college style? Yeah. They play a zone. Does Tom Izzo schedule them to actually work and, have they played in a lot of big environments? Yeah. I mean, are they all old? 22, 23-year-olds? Yeah. But, I mean, hey, nothing to worry about, right? Because you knew as you were watching it last night, you're like, oh, my God, I knew this was going to happen. And I can't believe it's happening. But I knew this was going
to happen. Because if I know it, everybody has to know it, right?
And Nick, you're not being like cucked by Chase. You can talk.
Oh, no. Okay, I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, we're allowed to say that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's KCD. Say whatever you want.
Yeah, seriously. But, it's a glorious day.
I didn't know that, like, I was going to say, like, Chase was in here and Nick all of a sudden was scared to talk.
No, not at all. I'm happy Chase is here. This is a good day.
Hey,
this is a beautiful
day.
You did
a great job on that.
Thank
on that
you. Matchup. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you. My pleasure.
My boss is working from home today. It says, thank you, Cal, for giving us a great KCD.
Oh, man.
People that are heading to Lexington today looking for Oakland gear.
I mean, Steve, on a year like this, on a team like that, I mean, you got centers. You got all the guards.
Oh, man.
You
got it all.
You, You got one of the best guards literally in the country at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Three.
If you're going rankings. Yeah, two top five picks.
They retired, though, Marcus.
They had two top five picks.
I was going to separate one because there's something about a certain one that just stands out, Steve.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
You literally have the son of a legend running your team as the best player on your team. I swear to God, Steve, if this roster was the answer to a Kentucky fan's if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'll never be on this planet and have a team more put together that I would enjoy than have Reed Shepherd.
Oh, man.
Quarterbacking my Kentucky Wildcats.
It's perfect. It's like when the Cowboys got a white quarterback. You're like, this is perfect. This is the way it should be.
Steve.
Yeah, this is how
the prophecy is laying out. Yeah.
This is how it should be.
Steve, you literally, and just in case my white point guard runs into any trouble, let me go get the number one player in DJ Wagner, who just happens to be the grandson of my rivals. One of the most... I mean, you just can't. You can't.
No.
You can't put together a roster. Then you got this big Z kid who wasn't even eligible to be in school.
Oh, yeah.
And just, we'll change the rules for him.
But, listen, they'll move out, and they've got a big, and stop talking like, oh, well, if we were to move on, you're stuck with him. Yeah, he's going to be there next year, and we're going to watch the next group of Boogie Planned and all those guys. Carter Knox, they're all going to get knocked out in the first round again. It's going to be the same. Maybe the second round. I don't know. It's going to be the same old thing. It's going to be,
okay, back to
the next year, they're going to be like, we don't want him anymore. I don't want him anymore.
Over and over over again.
Yeah.
Travis Perry will be there next year, too, though. I mean, he's not going to be Reed Shepherd level, but...
Yeah, but he'll be... Listen,
he's one of the great hope.
That's true. That's true.
You watched the game?
Oh, yeah. And I completely lied to you all. I thought I was going to double-cross the universe and be like, I said I wasn't going to watch, and I would hope that they would lose, so I'm just going to watch because they're going to win. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I was jinxing them, and I kind of did.
Wow.
Kind of pulled it off.
Listen, man, I watched.
And you watched with your dad?
I'm listening. Well, I got my dad to watch. I watched the first half. My dad showed up, and he was like, I forgot that was even on. And then he sat down and watched. I was like, you gotta watch this. He's playing well. They're playing pretty well.
And he was skeptical at first?
Yeah, he was like skeptical. And then he was like, we get to 12 minutes. He goes, if we could just get to 8 minutes. If we could just get to 4 minutes.
See, and when it got to 8, when it got to 7:55, I was watching off StatCast, right? So I'm looking up, looking down. I'm like, okay, this is the biggest stretch right here. Because they were up 5-6, and there was 7:55 or so on the clock. And I'm like, okay, you've got it, the 7-4. And here's the problem. Then all of a sudden, Kentucky's guys just start hitting all the threes.
Yeah.
Like, they hit like 7 threes in the last 7 minutes. And I'm like.
Some of those shots Reeves made were.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, my
God. Like, I've seen this movie
before.
Who's the
oldest guy on Kentucky's team?
Mitchell and Reeves. Oh. Yeah, they're two, like,
adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
They played pretty well.
And they played pretty well. They kind of carried them down the stretch. Yeah.
Go figure.
Oh, man.
The rest of them retired, though.
Yeah, everybody
else. Even though Oakland had three guys play 35 plus minutes.
Listen.
And make sure you put the point guard, Rocket Watts, who's been in control of the game the entire time.
Yeah.
Make sure you foul him out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, listen. I didn't even know he fouled out.
No. Just put him on the bench and foul trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just gave him that third foul.
Oh, sure.
Get him out of here. Look, referee said, can't do no more for you.
Nope. Listen, I've done everything I can.
Yeah. The foul they called on Yenzo. Was that Watts or was that the kid that hit the corner three?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the kid that hit the corner three.
Oh, I was in a bad place.
Yep.
At that point.
I mean, yeah, it's just, dude, it was, I mean, another just coaching, like, I mean, just what's the opposite of a Picasso painting?
Me painting?
Yeah, it's like a finger painting from Chase by John Calipari last night. And he was like, dude, what are you doing?
Look, taking poop.
Yeah.
Like just splattering against the wall.
It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it was a thing of beauty, man. I mean, it was orgasmic. It's becoming.
And the kind of team that did it to y'all.
Listen, they had 5 years of the worst situation Louisville will ever be in. And they didn't capitalize crap on it.
Elaborate on what you just said.
5 years. I don't know in our lifetime, knock on wood, that it will ever be as bad. Yeah, knock on a lot of wood. If it gets worse, then I don't know what's happened. But they've had that. They could have just buried us, dude. And every year, they've just given Louisville fans
at the
hope.
End of the year. Yeah,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I mean, just revitalize our.
Right.
I know y'all didn't go lose that game to Oakland. Here I am Friday morning. Tournament just started. We get to watch the whole tournament now, Steve.
I know. Oh yeah. We're gonna have more kick back with Coach Dusty on at 12:15. I mean, look, we're just kicking back, man. Look, we're gonna enjoy some ball.
Basketball is the best now.
Bunch of great games. Listen, we get to enjoy the tournament again. Hey man, this is awesome.
Do you know how many calls we got that were like that? Like caller Nate called in, he was like, you know, I went to a movie last night, didn't watch a single second of basketball, didn't take off work. And then he said he saw somebody in the movie theater looking down at his phone and getting a little teary-eyed. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm back.
Basketball's back. Yeah, it's back, baby.
You know what? Let me give a little.
God, there's so many texts. I'm so sorry. I'm trying.
Let me give an explanation of what my life is like. This is existential crisis, I think is the proper phrase.
Okay.
Steve. I was getting ready to, you know how like you have friends and they know things about you, quirks about you. You know, they know what you like to see. But you know, they're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
Right? And I had people like, okay, Steve knows that I know that there's an energy tone. Like there's when my phone I put my phone face down right at home.
Yes.
If it dings twice, something's wrong. If it dings four times, something's right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If there's this much space between the... Like, that's how I read the energy of what's going on, right? I was getting ready to block, quote-unquote, friends forever, right? Because I could tell... Not even looking at my phone, I could tell there were some people who claimed to be friends that were trying to jinx it. You know, you got friends that they know how passionate you are, and they're your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
They're your friend, but you know, sometimes they don't really want to, you know, see you happy like that. You know,
absolutely.
But they're still your friends, but you know, they know how passionate you are. So I knew I had friends that were trying to jinx it or get me to watch before it was over. That's not a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my friend, but I think we're done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2 minutes to go, and that piece of crap friend you got that tries to say, you know, like, when you're up, you know, when your team's up three or Kentucky's down, you know, one.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, it's over.
Nah, yeah, I can't.
Touch the money guy? Oh, you can't stand touch the money guy.
Listen, there's a... Okay, I don't want to bring KCD down.
So you know... Okay, yeah.
But some of you...
You know what I'm talking about.
We need to have a conversation.
Oh, on Twitter and stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
There was way too many KCDs coming in with like 10 seconds left. And then what's Kentucky do? They go down, hit a three. Now it's a three-point game. Now guys at the free throw line... Misses the first one. I'm like, oh, guys, y'all are tweeting. Chrissy Bannon tweeted me at halftime.
See, that's
I didn't write her back.
That's evil.
I didn't write her back.
Chrissy, that's just evil.
Yeah, I was
that's
like,
just evil.
I was like, I was ready to. I was never going to speak to her again. I was like, I'm not writing you back. I'm not responding to this tweet. All right, I'm not, like, no.
You're banned from 10 to 12.
Yeah, listen, we all have to learn.
Don't do that.
KCDs.
Don't do that.
When the horn goes off.
Did you hear what their coach said? They asked him, when did you think you had it? When I was interviewing CBS.
Yep.
That's when I thought I had it.
Yep.
Other than that, he said, I went through every scenario. That
all of you watched Virginia Louisville. I know you did. So don't ever text me or tweet me, KCD, until the game's over again. All right,
Did you all see the Oakland kid, go over to the student section and start going like this? And they pan to the coach, and he's,
oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. Yeah.
Expletive.
I mean, he's a 40-year coach.
It's great.
He's been there for 40 yeah, years.
He yeah, knows.
He's
seen everything.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he's like, listen, come on.
Game not over.
Do we need text line or phone line?
Let's go with phone lines. I'll catch up. There's so many texts. I'm not going to be able to keep up with it. I'm going to try, though. We're going to go through it.
Jason, thanks for joining us on KCD. Fire away.
That's unfortunate.
Jason, that's unfortunate that you missed the first call of KCD.
Or was it Nick?
No, Nick's
immediately saying no. It was not me.
Okay.
Well, he's immediately saying no.
I'll stick it. The phones don't tell when people hang up anymore.
It's boom, kind of box mic.
Box mic. You have your KCD. Start us off, baby.
Oh, man. Wait. I'm digging through the dust of everybody's brackets that collapsed today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, first and foremost, the award for best morning intro is definitely going out to Nikki V. Mm-hmm. That was classic. Was I think I laughed all the way through it. I even went and listened to Kentucky's post game because I never mess with that. But that was definitely worth listening to, no doubt about it. It was a good show. But I wonder how many people, as soon as that buzzer went off, was thinking, oh, man, 10 o'clock is going to be rough. Oh, man. Big Head did it, man. He hit all them threes. It's crazy. I swear that dude reminds me of, like, a character on, like, an Adam Sandler movie, straight up. He was just bang, 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 bang.
Oh, yeah.
All day for the enjoy the day, guys. This is fantastic. Y'all take care, fellas.
Appreciate the call, man.
And to have a dude that looked like that do it to you. It was perfect. Actually, give me one of those, Dusty. Give me one of those guys.
To have a dude that looked like that do it to y'all.
That was, I mean, because some of those shots, it was like.
I mean, he has the state trooper cut.
Yeah.
What did he finish?
Oh, yeah.
30?
Yeah, he went straight to a patrol that night in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not the most Pittsburgh patrol cop-looking dude you've ever seen. It's like Jim Carrey on Me, Myself, and Irene or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boys at the Lodge. Oh, we got up next.
Benny Johnson Chad.
Oh, Benny Johnson Chad. Fire
I bet
away.
Benny Johnson Chad ate a whole bucket of protein this morning.
Great workout this morning, Steve. A great workout. Promptly woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, died.
Just bumping
and
it out.
Had a hell of a workout. But oh my God. Woo! Happy KCD! It's here!
Guys,
I started the countdown for KCD. I'm surrounded. You all know where I work. I'm surrounded by BBNers. Promptly started the KCD countdown as soon as the bracket came out.
A little scary.
I literally placed multiple bets on Oakland as soon as the bracket came out.
As soon as they came out.
Did you really?
Wow.
As soon as it came out. I know this team. I told some other BBN, I'm like, I don't know why. Are y'all going to win the conference?
Mm-hmm. No,
that didn't happen. Are y'all going to win the national championship? One of them had the audacity to bet me $50 cash that UK was going to win it all. I was like, go ahead, buddy. Do it. And to have a Chandler Bing-looking guy come out banging and slanging on the BBNers, what a day. What a day.
Oh, God.
Got fatter.
Pockets got fatter. I love it.
Pre-workout. It's a day.
Oh.
Let's go.
Madge.
Scrum squad here. It's spring ball.
Oh.
We're doing the same thing.
We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it, Chad. We're doing it, Chad.
Appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you, man. Oh, listen, I'm going out to spring. He's right. I'm going to spring practice tomorrow. I told a lie.
Tomorrow?
Like, yeah, in the morning, dude. Like, not, what is it? I'll get the time. I think it's like 9:30, 9:45.
Stadium?
I was like, I'm in. Oh, guess who's going to be there? Oh, the number one wide receiver in the country in 2026. Whatever. But yeah, I was like, oh, I'm in. Yeah, I was like, I ain't get out and watch some spring ball tomorrow, enjoy myself. Tell my son, I was like, get on out here, man. Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Who do we got up next?
Ralph.
Ralph, fire away, my man.
What's going on, guys? Happy KCD.
Happy KCD.
Man, hey, I had to call y'all because y'all talking about superstitions and wanting to block people when they text too early. Me and my brother kind of have a thing that we do where it's kind of the opposite. We're trying to keep the jinx on them. I mean, it's in the first half, and Kentucky will hit one shot, and we'll be texting each other like, hey, Oklahoma had a good run, but the wheels are falling off.
Ah, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
A good one.
It was fun while it lasted. Yep. Yeah. And at halftime and post-halftime, we both placed multiple bets on UK money line. We call it hedging happiness. And, boy, are we happy to lose that money. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yes.
Listen, you bought that loss.
Last night, Elijah was up in his room, and he had come home from practice, and he had fell asleep. So I was in there, and I was getting my charger back from him because, you know, that's what kids do. They steal your charger. So I was like, I said, hey, he kind of woke up, and I was like, hey, Kentucky's down 3 at half. I was like, no problem. You know, of course, I was like, look, they'll probably win, but, you know. So anyways, I guess he got on up, and he started watching it in his room.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's about 8 minutes left, and Jeremy's yelling the score up to me, right, because mm-hmm. I went upstairs because that's where when I went upstairs, they went, you know, now. Normal. This is completely normal.
Yeah.
You know, when
you're
I
in
went
a safe up, space.
Yeah. When I, yeah thank you, yeah. Chase. That was funny. Right. When I went upstairs, they went up like 6. So of course I'm pacing upstairs because I can't come back downstairs. Right. Elijah goes to walk out the room. I almost punched him in the face. I turned around and pushed him. I said, "Son,
get back!"
And I was so proud of him. He was like, "You're right. I'm sorry." And like shut the door. I'm like, this. Look, I yelled down at them. I said, "Does this kid not know I locked his mom out of the house?" When we were playing West Virginia in the Elite Eight?
I know it's crazy? Cold. You got to sacrifice for the team,
no,
honey.
Listen, me and Clay gave his girlfriend at the time, Amber, and Amelia, the mother of Elijah, they went to the store. Louisville started coming back. We were like, they're not coming back in this house. So we put some snacks outside. Clay had a very nice room over his garage.
Right.
That's where his bedroom was. We put snacks and drinks outside. When they come back, and they were like, ah, for real. We're like, no, you're not coming back in this house. Right there's all you need.
Yeah.
We'll be over there when it's over. And it was worth it because we won. So they weren't there when we were done, but whatever. But yeah. So anyways, he stayed in his room. So anyways, there's 30 seconds left. And I'm like, okay, I want to enjoy this moment with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, it's not positive, but I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Elijah, come on down. And I heard him from the room. He's like, not a chance. I was like, well done,
that
man.
You're right. That was a
well
test.
Done, yeah. keep it rolling?
Yeah.
Nikki, you want to give us Leo? Leo, welcome in, 93.9. What's up?
Leo, you there?
Yeah, I don't think Nick hit the button. No, Nick did hit the button. No, it was Nick's fault.
yet again.
Yeah. Now, all right.
We're going to move along.
Sorry. Corey.
Corey, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Big Boo Boo Nation does it again.
Ooh, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite part
I
of the night?
I just want to tell you, just the excitement and the anticipation of March Madness, and this is proof that that's the greatest, one of the greatest sporting events of the year. Every year, it never fails. I keep telling people, and UK fans, John Calipari is the world's greatest used car salesman, and that's all I got.
Hey, appreciate it, Corey. Appreciate it, man.
God. No. I tell you, the way that I was watching it,
yeah.
Like I learned the Oakland players' names, and I was like, It was like it was U of L for
like
a second.
Your team.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you? why do you got to be over there? Like, I've learned the 1-3-1 zone at halftime, and like I'm starting to really like,
yeah.
Hey, get him out.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
It's like, we haven't done this all year, guys. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's what I felt like.
It's funny you say that because I just kind of reading the stat cast and I'm getting it read to me by my buddy Jeremy and I'm like, okay, because I'm sometimes like, okay, I can't look, and then I'm reading because I refuse to turn it on. And like everybody downstairs is like, can we just turn it on? I'm like, no! Whoa, we're not turning it on. We've had it, all right? So I'm seeing it, I'm like, who's this Townsend jackass? Like, he keeps missing free throws.
Right.
I found out this morning, apparently he was like the conference player of the year.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy sucks.
They did miss free throws.
They missed a lot of free throws.
Hey, Chase. That 1-3-1 ran by adults is a problem.
Yeah.
For one small little second during that game, I was explaining to somebody that that's tough. They're,
oh, yeah.
Freshmen are playing against seniors who know how to run a zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're dribbling that zone and you keep running into a help guy, and there's a potential deflection on every single pass out of that zone.
Yeah.
And the only thing to do to kind of beat that 1-3-1 or to get comfortable is to just hit shots. And if you don't hit we got no pads.
It's the best thing he's ever. Better.
he's gonna bring it in. For people who don't know, I'm like the note
delivery.
Yeah, I'm like the notepad Nazi around here. Thank you, Drew. But yeah, listen. Again.
Let me just check.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for going too good. I was like, maybe.
Kentucky.
Sometimes you got it. Just
Kentucky
it's
fan.
It's longer than 4 hours, Steve.
Yeah, maybe it's got bigger.
Kentucky fan. One quick second. I'll give you 7 seconds.
Oh.
That was a tough zone. It's a tough zone.
Yeah.
Adults playing a zone like that. Oof.
I know.
I was watching.
It's like, imagine if a college coach could, you know, beat it.
Especially with all the good shooters that are on the team, you think. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be fairly, you know, something you could come up with. But,
I mean, if you got 3 7-footers.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You could tell, though, that Oakland's coach, like, I know he walked back his comment about we want Kentucky, but you could tell the way he was watching. He knew
he felt
what
good.
He was doing.
He felt, like, listen, it's gotten to where teams are not scared of Kentucky. I mean, they said before the game, I was telling Marcus, did you read this? I can't remember who. I think it was Big Blue Drew tweeted out that, like, before the game, the Oakland players were, like, taunting the Kentucky players. They're like, y'all ain't saw dogs like us all year. Y'all ain't seen nothing like us. And I'm like, there's no fear of that Kentucky banner anymore. Like, do you know when there's certain places, like when Notre Dame runs out of the tunnel, when you're at the NCAA tournament and Duke with Coach K came out, it was like, oh, man, it's Duke. You know,
that's worth some points.
I remember watching Tennessee and Michigan fans. I don't care. Michigan's a great job. Tennessee's a great job. But when Kentucky and Louisville ran out after up in Indy and that roar of the crowd, you could tell they were like, dang, that was different. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, that's Kentucky, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and this is, you know, and Louisville, you know, same. I mean, in Kentucky's Kentucky, you know. Yep. And it's like, that's not there anymore.
Yep.
Like, people aren't scared of Kentucky anymore. I mean, it's like, oh, we got Kentucky. Cool. That's what I wanted. Back to your point.
You know, Alex, you know that? Because the smaller schools even travel more. Like, back in the day, smaller schools wouldn't even waste their time traveling to watch them get bludgeoned by Kentucky.
Yeah, like, dude.
I'm not spending all this money to go
watch Marquise Estill just dominate us. Like, we ain't got nothing for that. You know what I'm saying? Keith Bogans. You're right. Like, dude, they're going to bust us up, man. I mean.
No, these Oakland fans, they went like.
You remember, like, Wally Szczerbiak was rolling through the tournament, and it was like, as soon as he went to play Kentucky, it was like, yeah, it's over. Like, dude, you're about to get smoked. You know,
who do we have up next?
Looks like Jay. Jay, welcome in, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sit, man.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm kind of like you, Rummage. Like, when the game was on, it was almost like I couldn't even talk to my son. Like, he was doing it. I was like, look, he would keep talking. He's like messing the, you know, it almost seemed like the more he was talking to me, the more Kentucky was coming back. So eventually I just said forget it and cut the TV out. And then I started just following it, you know, online. And then I had a buddy who texted, like, you know, it was probably 7 minutes left. And he was like, yeah, Kentucky's on the ropes. No sooner as I actually cut the TV back on is when Kentucky was, like, coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn it.
No, yeah.
So then, you know, the when they got down to one, and it was a one-point game, and dude, you know, he shot that corner three. That was the, you know, the dagger right there. But it was just hilarious just watching – like, the guy just, you know, come off those screens and, you know, just hitting crazy threes. Because he halfway said it, you know, before the game. They interviewed him and one of his teammates. And they was like, you know, I know they got, you know, guys, you know, he said Reed, you know, shoots about 50% from three. And he said, I put any of them against my guy. Like, and this was one of his teammates, you know. And then too, it was like, if you follow the trend, guards go off on Kentucky anyway. The Texas A&M dude, the he had 30-something the game before that. Then there was 30-something, you know, before that. Like, Reed Shepard's good, but he gets a lot of credit for, you know, defense, and it's more he got good hands. Like, he'll get a few steals every now and then, but the dude gets destroyed when they put him on, you know, these good scoring guards. When it's a, you know, a more athletic guard and they good, you know, the guy he gets destroyed. Like, if you go down the line, you probably account five different guys that done had over 30 when Calipari, you know, puts him on them directly. Like his guy, you know what I'm saying? That's the main reason I think, you know, he was crying and so pissed in the locker room. You know, it looked like Dillingham's like, you know, I don't care. I'm ready to go get this bag. Like, you know, he was almost laughing.
Jay, you know, Jay, I will say this, man. Hey, and I appreciate it. Sorry, we got to move along a little bit today just because we have so many. But, yeah, but I will say to Jay's point there, it is funny to watch that. Now, again, we don't – even on KCD, we're not picking at –
The kids.
Yeah. Like, I'm not doing the – I can do the, hey, man, like, maybe they were tired and do miss the dunk, but I'm not like, kid missed a dunk. Whatever. That's not really what we do.
Craft.
But, right, absolutely. But it is – he is right, man. Mm-hmm. You could see the difference in some of those kids. It was like, I mean – and boy, Kentucky's media, God, man, 30 seconds. All right, do you think this would make you want to come back to Kentucky? Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Are you kidding me? I mean, dude, they had no shame. And I'm not picking on anybody in particular. I'm just saying, I don't even know who asked the questions, but it was just like, would this loss motivate you to come back to Kentucky? No, actually, probably not. I'm a top five. That's what he asked Dillingham. Dillingham's like, yeah, sure. That's kind of what he's saying. Like,
Dillingham's. Picture, you saw that picture of Dillingham during the tournament selection?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's smiling, cheering, and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, his game face on, yeah.
No, that wasn't a game face. No.
What was that?
Money face.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you thought
he
that was?
He signed like two big NIL deals right before the tournament, too. So he's like, yeah,
look. You might as well.
I got mine.
What's he got? Skims or something? Is that what it's called?
Top of the morning, you guys.
Yeah, he got Skims.
And truthfully, there's another side to this, too. What if you're a guy like DJ Wagner? If you're guys like that, you're like, do you know, I read an article this morning about, somebody tweeted it, it was about Wagner and Bradshaw, and like somebody was like, there's no way Wagner's a first rounder. Like, no chance. Like, you were the number one player in the country, dude. You came in thinking, okay, I'm going here, I'm going to do this. And now it's like, you're looked at as, I would imagine he'll transfer, or maybe he'll take a stab at the league, you know? I mean, because
he won't be wearing a Kentucky.
No, he will not be a Kentucky next year. That won't be. Yeah, you're right about that. That's the one. But I'm like, dude, he's like, okay. I mean, what's he do now?
What did they say? He didn't play the last 3 minutes?
I mean, yeah, and he was such a non-factor. And I mean, when you're John Calipari and you just kept rolling, it was like, even as a Louisville fan, I was like, surely God, he's going to start somebody else, right? No? Okay. All right. I mean, surely to God, you're going to start Shepherd and Dillingham, right? No? Okay. I mean, I'm cool with it. Like, please don't. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was.
What do we got up next?
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll take one more and then take a break. Quick
okay,
break.
Okay.
Let's try to clear them out real fast.
We'll clear these three. And if you call after these three, you have to wait through the break. Antonio, welcome in, man. What's up?
Good morning, Steve and Marcus. No matter how good y'all show is going to be, it's not going to top post game last night.
Oh, that was so
that
true.
Was some of the best radio that I've listened to in my life.
That's so true.
But I wanted to say something to all the fan bases around here. We deserve better. The basketball around here, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisville, we as a fan base, this is the mecca of college basketball fans still to me. And we deserve better than what we're getting. And the one thing that I'm happy about being a Louisville fan this morning is we're proactively doing something about it. The other fan bases are stuck in marriages that they are probably dreading waking up next to the person that they hate.
I'm glad you said that, Antonio. I was about to get on you.
We're at the bunny ranch right now.
Yeah.
We're at the bunny ranch right now.
Absolutely. Look, I was about to get on Antonio because I was about to be like, now, hang on. Louisville's doing something about it. But he finished it up good, yeah.
We're at the bunny ranch watching it all go down while we're watching two friends that's in terrible marriage. And so, to some degree, I'm sure there's a little jealousy of our position of looking for a coach. Because if I was an Indiana fan or Kentucky fan today, I'd be waking up wondering what my AD is going to do today to get me where Louisville is right now. But I'll hang up and listen, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Who do we got up next? Philly Phil. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, how you doing, Marcus and Steve?
What up?
Man, I'm not going to hold you guys long. I just wanted to say a couple of things. When I woke up this morning, you know, I don't know if it's just me or not, but how come the media doesn't cover a Kentucky loss like they would do a Louisville loss? If that was Louisville losing, it would have been plastered all over the TV, the radio, and so forth. And one more thing I want to say, and I'm leave you guys with this. Hank Hill had a field day on Kentucky last night, didn't he?
Everybody's got
appreciate the call, Philly Phil.
I don't know, though. I think this one got quite a bit of attention. Like, this one actually was on ESPN this morning. Yeah,
I'll say, when I woke up and turned on the radio, it was that National was talking about UK.
Yeah, National.
And they have no idea what they're talking about.
Did Jay Wright go in on it?
Jay Wright. I mean, he did it well. He's not. It's a fraternity. Yeah, he didn't throw Cal under the bus, but he was like,
okay. Last one before the break. Zach, thanks for joining us. Happy KCD, Zach.
Happy KCD in my best Elmo voice impression. So I just wanted to lay some things out there, man. There's so many people on Facebook last night, and man, was it a great time to be on social media last night. You know, as a Louisville fan, after what we've been through, and to have the same amount of tournament success as Calipari and the Cats in the past two seasons, or the past three seasons, you know, feels good. But I just wanted to lay a couple moments out there from last night's game and see, and y'all tell me what was your favorite. Was it A, Justin Edwards blowing the wide open dunk and getting rim stuff, you know, being a top 100 or top five player? Or was it B, Wagner having 0 points, 0-for-5 from the field? Was it C, the beautiful play that John Calipari drew up for Reed Shepherd to shoot, double team, 6 feet off the three-point line? Or was it Calipari? D, was it Calipari after the game? You know, how he kind of pulled a Kenny Payne and said, you know, well, did you guys see all those McDonald's 24 and 25-year-old All-Americans they got on that team?
Yep.
Sir. I'll hang up and listen, guys. Happy KCD and enjoying the show as always.
Indeed. Zach, appreciate the call. I tell you what, we'll take a quick commercial break. Rolling along on KCD on 93.9 The Ville.
Party hard.
Welcome back. It's been James Parker's Payment. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Really quick, we got to thank some of our partners because, like I said, you keep us going. And especially a day like this where they know the entire world is listening to us. Enjoy KCD.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Or make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Shout out to Rates Fencing Company. They did the fences around our towers. Big fans of the show. Definitely want to give a shout out to Otto. Hey, Otto. You see us out and about, come holler at us. We're very personable guys. Don't ever hesitate if you see us out and about. But definitely wanted to give a shout out. Rates Fence Company. Any special shout-outs, or do we get to the next caller? Who we got up next? Dave, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Dave.
Boy, it's really cloudy out, but it doesn't seem like it. I don't know what.
Yeah, not at all.
Strange atmospherics today. Hey, I got a couple of quick ones. A minute ago, I just tried Googling Jack, and the fifth entry that pops up is Golki. So that's trending. Another is that in the late 1970s, there was a one-panel Herman cartoon in the newspaper that I've never forgotten, and it's apropos now. The athletic director is under his desk. He's loading a large revolver, and it's the only dialogue is, "Come on in, coach. I want to discuss your lifetime contract."
That was dark.
Whoa.
That'll get canceled nowadays.
Wow. That was dark. But yesterday, we had to go out to dinner, and so I recorded the game, and I started, it was probably halftime by the time I started watching it.
Right.
And you know, you catch up because you fast forward and all. So there's about 4 minutes to go in the game. You know, it's nip and tuck, and my phone just starts light, you know, just ding, yep. Ding, all these messages coming in, and I'm like, I'm not going to read any of these messages because I'm afraid. If I read one and it says, "God, the refs, I can't believe the refs gave this to Kentucky," you know, it would have ruined the last few minutes of the game. So I had to wait on that. But that was...
Well, compliments on your discipline.
Yeah, it was tough, but I'm too superstitious. Years ago, in 2013, with like 3 minutes to go in the national championship game, my phone dinged. And I said, I'm not checking this. And so as soon as the game was over, you know, it goes right down to the wire. As soon as the game was over, I open it up, and it's a female friend of mine with 3 or 4 minutes to go in the game says, "I think we got this."
Oh, God.
And I called her back later, and I said, "I'm so glad I didn't open that text."
Yeah.
I said, "You cannot do that. Do not ever do that again.
Don't ever do that."
Right.
Got away with that. We only got away with it because I didn't open the text. Anyway, move on to the next joyful caller.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Absolutely. You want to knock a couple of these out? Just these two out really quick before we hit the top of the hour?
I like that plan. Let's start with Bob.
Okay. Bob, happy KCD. Fire away.
Well, hello, guys. This is a great day.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
You know, in the past, whenever people would say KCD, I used to think Kentucky Country Day School.
Oh,
but
no.
Now it's Kentucky Jump Day.
Oh, yeah, we hijacked that.
We got to start doing the show from KCD.
That is a great hijack. Yeah. And then the other thing, I enjoyed, it was like 2 or 3 hours of great radio entertainment last night after the game. People calling in to the Big Blue Line. My favorite was some dude from Paintsville, I think, who had a really country twang. And at the end, he just said, he doesn't want to see or hear any more from Calipari. He's a liberal punk. Hey, all I got to say about this is My March Madness is back. I can enjoy it now. Go Cards!
appreciate the call.
Everybody's so bad. I love it.
It's funny. We were thinking the same thing. Like, the tournament's up. Look, tournament's on now.
Basketball is the best.
Like, you literally still get to be college fans. Are Kentucky fans going to still watch the tournament?
I hope not.
It depends. I mean, they can put money on it now.
Who do we got? Allie Jack, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind? Use that money.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve. First time I got to say hey to you. Doug Bud says hi to both you guys.
Doug Bud, that's my guy.
That's our guy, man.
That's my boy.
Oh, love Doug.
Yeah, I slept through most of the game last night. I woke up. I said, it's real close. Let me get to watching this. And then I got to doing something for a few minutes, and it was over. And I said, damn, they did it. I said, Marcus nailed it. Then I switched over and watched the Duke game. Did you watch the end of that?
I did not.
They were getting beat. They had a guy. They was down by 1 point. They was taking the ball down the court. My guy stole the ball. He's going down for a layup. Guy comes in behind him. Prettiest block from behind you ever saw. You could see daylight between him and his body.
Yep.
He just kind of tipped the ball over the rim,
yep.
And they caught a foul on him.
I heard.
Was ugly.
Yep, I heard about that.
And North Carolina State looked good, so I guess I'll pull ACC and all my other Kentucky teams, Western, and, of course, FAU's coming up here in a few minutes. Got to get off of here and get ready to watch that. You guys have a good one. If you see Doug, tell him you know who Jack is.
Yeah, absolutely. Fair enough, we will. Absolutely we will. Appreciate it, man.
Nikki, yeah, let's get in the top of the hour break in. Steve and I are going to enjoy our
Chase, you getting out of here?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You got to go take a nap before the
before Florida Atlantic.
Or FAU game.
What are you, Marcus?
Yeah. Oh, I got to get ready. Right, I'm like, basketball's back.
Yeah, look,
basketball is back.
We got a women's game today. He's like, man, I got a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he's an old man. He's an old soul.
Chase
is an old soul.
93.9 The Ville. Happy KCD.